One thing that a lot of people working in the emergency management sector struggle with is sleep. Perhaps it's the shift work, or it's the pressure of the work, or the complexity, or things that you see or hear about on the job. And that can sometimes lead to sleepless nights just staring at the ceiling. And of course, sleep is so important for mental health. It's one of the most important things to get good quality sleep. And so anything that we can do to improve our sleep is super important. So there's all the sleep hygiene stuff that I'm sure you probably know about. If you don't, you might like to Google that. But mindfulness can also be a very helpful thing because it can help us to let go of all the busyness in the mind and some of the tension in the body so that we can more easily get to sleep when we want to. And so in this meditation, you might like to sit up. You can do it sitting up, or you might like to lie down. And take a moment to just close the eyes and bring your attention fully to your body. Just scanning the attention through the body. And just notice what you become aware of there. So whether you're doing this first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed or at lunchtime, just noticing the effect of the day so far on the body. Maybe there are little pockets of tension. Maybe there's a feeling of agitation or a feeling of tiredness and heaviness. And what about the mind as well? If you start to pay attention to that, do you notice, is it tired and dull, or is it very agitated and jumping around? Maybe it keeps getting focused on one particular problem or challenge, or maybe it's in a whole bunch of different places. So the first thing we want to do is just do a bit of an audit, just to notice what's happening in the body and the mind right now. What emotions are there? And so what we want to do is to start letting go of the agitation and the tension and the contraction. Now, we can't get rid of the thoughts. If you've ever tried to do that, you know, perhaps trying to get to sleep, try to push those thoughts out of your mind, you know that that tends to have a fairly counterproductive effect. And so right now, rather than trying to get rid of the thoughts or stop them, just learn to let them be there. If the mind is really busy with thoughts, just letting those thoughts come and go without getting lost in them. You don't need to think about them or follow them. Don't need to push them away. Instead, just keep the attention with the body. You might just feel the contact that your body's making with whatever you're lying or sitting on. Or you might like to focus on your breathing, just allowing the breath to happen naturally and noticing what it feels like to breathe in and breathe out. Noticing how the mind just gets caught up in some other thought or memory or story or conversation, and well, that's totally normal. The point of this meditation is not to stop that, it's just to get better at noticing it so you can let it go. Even the term letting go sometimes is a little sort of confusing for people. So it doesn't mean that it necessarily goes away, it just means that we stop feeding it. So you notice that your mind is caught up in something and just don't keep thinking about it. Don't push it away. Just let it be there. Let the thought be there. And instead, just bring the attention back to your breath, back to your body. And so just taking a few moments to practice this, letting go of thoughts, of memories, of plans, of images or stories, whatever form the thoughts take, just letting them go, or letting them be, perhaps, and keeping the attention coming back to the breath, back to the body. As you bring your attention more into the body, you might just start to notice any areas of contraction or muscle tension. And if you notice that, just take your awareness right to those muscles, like where are you holding it? And could you start to just release, to let go? Again, you can't make the tension go away, and if you fight with it, you're going to create more tension. So instead, it's about letting go, releasing. And if it goes away completely, just noticing that. And if it goes away a little bit, just noticing that. And then whatever remains, letting it be there without judging, reacting, resisting. Just letting it be there. And even if your mind wanders off 100 times or 1,000 times, just bring it back 1,000 times. If the mind's quiet, just noticing that. Making space for whatever's happening. If the body's relaxed, just letting it be relaxed. If it's tense, letting it be tense. If you're already a little bit tired, you might start to notice that, just feeling the heaviness behind the eyes or the dullness in the mind. If you're lying down, you might just soften and relax, and you might even just notice when sleep starts to come. It comes in waves. About every 75 minutes, a wave of sleep will come. It's really important that we catch that wave. So, you know, we want to put down the book, turn off the light, turn off the TV show, and just ideally soften into that wave. And if we miss it, then that's okay. We can just lie there and feel the breath entering and leaving the body, and perhaps just feel the warmth of the doona and the softness of the pillow, and just be with that experience. Nothing to do for 8 hours. It can be quite a pleasant experience. The stress comes when we start to worry about not sleeping, or we get agitated, we try to stop the mind. Start worrying about what tomorrow's going to be like if we don't get to sleep soon. All of that triggers the fight and flight response, the stress response. And so as much as possible, we want to not do that, to just allow the body to feel however it feels. Just allow the breath to unfold naturally. And just to let the mind be busy or quiet without fighting it, without feeding the thoughts, just coming back to the body and the breath each time, over and over and over again. And just learning to catch the waves of sleep as they come. So you might like to use this meditation when you're lying in bed at night, trying to get to sleep. You could put it on if you wake up in the middle of the night, perhaps with some headphones. At some point, you might become familiar enough with its structure that you could just ditch the recording and just do this lying in bed, just feeling the body, letting go of tension, letting go of busyness in the mind, and just being with the breath, just enjoying being in bed, whether you're asleep or not asleep yet, just enjoying being there. Without stressing yourself out in any way about not being able to get to sleep. And so we'll end the meditation here. And if you like, you can open your eyes, and if you choose, you can keep them shut.